Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. I'm Heather Filona, joined by Tina Godin and Michael Christopher. And Michael, thank you for joining us tonight. It was a little unexpected, but you've always got an open-ended invitation, especially when we're talking about things that are somewhat inappropriate in terms of the our topic for tonight. So I knew you'd be game. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
Very
thanks.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Nice. Very, very cool. So, oh my gosh. So, yeah, we've been talking about kind of some of the things, and I don't know the energy or what it is, but like last week when we met or on the show, Tina, we were talking about the retreat and kind of my experience there. And, you know, I was telling you, I'm still like processing everything. I really feel like I'm like, and I've been going through what all of that meant as part of the retreat, you know, the intensity of it. There was just a lot of, it brought up a lot of things for me and as well as everyone there. Mm-hmm. And it really got me thinking, and that's, you know, what kind of prompted the topic for this week. And I'm going to have to find, like, I think I said it to PG-13. So if I could say the words, but basically, so I'll pronounce it with a T. So if anyone's offended by it.
Farfignugan. Unfarfignugan yourself.
Unboxed. So there's a T at the end. So we're good. We're good. So one of the biggest things I've been thinking about, and, you know, I talked about on the show prior, me sort of coming out of the closet with my mediumship to people from my past and kind of the process of going through that. And, you know, the minute that I sort of came out, like, and when I say came out, it was like, I think nowadays it seems like Facebook is the official way to sort of come out. In a weird and twisted way it is. So that's how I sort of announced it. But, you know, the thing, I think it literally the minute that I knew I had to post it, and I was kind of like, who cares? Why, like, do I need to make a world announcement? But the minute I posted it, was like I got all this information and I came to new truths about how, you know, certain when the biggest thing is when we, I'm going to try to articulate this correctly and catch me if I fall. But, you know, a lot of people, or at least this is my experience, when we feel like we don't get to be our most authentic self and we have to, you know, sort of act as if we're someone else. I found myself judging other people that were stepping into their space and owning who they are. Like, who are they to just be who they want to be when I can't be who I want to be? And so, you know, it really got me thinking, and I in spirit was telling me that's a lot of people that's to me, if people would just unfucked themselves and just step into their power and just be who they are, we would have a lot less angry people because they would be owning who they are and not mad at other people who are owning who they are. It's the feeling of like, well, who are you to get to be that way if I can't be who I want to be? Because the world taught me that I have to be a certain way, so you should be too. And so it's in many ways we tend to conform to society standards, parents' expectations, whatever it is. And, you know, it really just occurred to me, and I think going to that, you know, all of these things have been happening for me personally where it's just like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't want to live for anyone else anymore. I don't want to be what they think I am or who they think I should be. I want to be who I want to be. And so, you know, I think I'm a little young for a midlife crisis, as society would probably label it. But, whatever it is, I like it. Like, I feel good about it. And I'm like, it's like that, you know, really making no apologies about it. And, you know, it's funny, I had lunch with my friend yesterday, and she reminded me of something I had forgotten, but it was yet another example of where I felt like always I feeling bad about honoring who I am and what I know to be true. I used to switch jobs a lot as you know, when I was kind of going through my career, because I'm kind of a, like, I learn things fairly quickly. And so, like, after 2 years or so, I'd move on. And I'd always catch shit for that from people, like, God, you can't, you always switching job. I mean, I always had a job. I was always fed, like, it wasn't anything like that. But I think the expectation was that I was supposed to stay in a job and be happy with it forever. And I, it's not to say I wasn't grateful for every job, every opportunity I've ever had, but we grow and we feel bad about that. And so, you know, she was saying that she's going through that now, and she's kind of like, someone was saying, well, can't you just be happy where you're at? And the feeling, she started feeling bad about it and thought about me. And it's like, yeah, it's, I mean, why do we do that? Do you guys know why? Like, why do we feel like we have to be so much for other people, but we don't honor our own selves? Like, that's just something that I'm seeing across the board. I'm experiencing it in my life personally, where I'm stepping out of that and the realization of that. But I see it with so many other people as well. Like, I don't know your guys' experience with that, but I'm just, so I'm feeling feisty about it, okay? So I'm a little lit, because I'm like, if people just knew this, they would change their life, and not only knew, but acted upon it, right? So Tina, I was telling Mike, like, you're going to probably have to be the love and light person, because I'm not that right now. So I'm a little feisty in my energy, but I want somebody needs to hear this. They need to stop, like, being who others expect them to be, and they need to own who they are without apologizing for it. So what's your guys' experience in that? I'm sure you have stories to tell.
Do you want to go first, Tina?
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
All right. I guess I bring kind of a unique perspective, because, you know, 20 years in the military, conformity is, you don't have a choice.
The name of the game. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's
right.
So I was used to that for 20 years, and I thought, you know, maybe after I retired, I'd have this ultimate, like, rebellion, you know. And ultimately, all I did was grow a beard. That was the extent of my rebellion, because I couldn't grow it on my head anymore, so I had to grow hair somewhere. But I know what you mean. I mean, you see people get promoted, and, you know, it's common in the military for people to do an enlistment or two and then leave. And I could see that in people, and I have to admit, you know, there's times when, you know, I should have maybe gotten out. You know, so you do feel jealous at times of people like that, you know, they're just saying, you know what, 4 years was enough, I'm leaving. You know, so you do step back and go, wow, you know, that's, you know, you do get jealous sometimes, I think. But I guess afterwards, I mean, I was content with my career, you know, doing air traffic control, and then all this stuff started happening. Well, I'm trying to even think if I was miserable at all after I retired. I don't know. I know I decided to just jump, you know, and that took a little bit of prompting from everybody else to push me out. But yeah, so here I am doing this now. I don't know. I'm way off topic. I guess I shouldn't have gone first or second.
No, it's true, though.
Or whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, we all have all variances, so, you know, when it comes to this topic. But, like, for me, wow, I have a lot of experience with this. It was, you know, just growing up, too, it's for me, when I think back to the way I was raised, what I was taught at a really young age, how to be, you know, what to say, what not to say. And then, you know, even in the school system, I mean, exactly, you know, you're just drilled, and I see it with my own children. I mean, it's just, this is the way to be. And then, you know, as I got older, it was, you know, when I went off to college, and then, you know, even in being an organized religion, that's when it really hit me big, was when I was in this particular religion. You know, I was inside, I was like, no, I don't, that's not me, that's not who I am, I'm not, I have my own belief system. And I always felt like the rebel in any relationships that I had, because I was always going against the grain. And I felt something was wrong with me, because everybody else is conforming and everybody else is getting along and doing what they're told to do. But inside, I was just, you know, screaming, because I was very creative as a child and even as an adult. I spoke my truth. And when I did speak my truth, I was taught to say I'm sorry and kind of, you know, hold back on speaking my truth. And so it took me a long time. And it wasn't until I hit my 40s that, you know, the world shifted for me. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm not happy. This is not the way that I want to be. This is not my belief system. And who am I? And so it was just, you know, time for me at that moment. I mean, I'm grateful for all the experiences, because it shaped me to who I am today. But it's like looking at that person in the mirror, I didn't know who she was. And until I figured that out, and it's been a process, and it continues being a process. And it's, you know, once you get to that, I don't know if it's age, experiences, all of the above. I mean, finally, you just, you know, I don't give a crap. You know what I mean? You just have that attitude of, I'm going to do what makes me happy, what's best for me. I know what's best for me. And, you know, I'm going to be courteous to others and try to be non-judgmental and all of the above. But, you know, the thing of it is I'm going to honor what's in my heart and soul, what my truths are. And so I put that first. And I never used to. Everybody else was first. I never wanted to rock the boat, so to speak. And now I'm just, you know, I just don't rock the boat. I don't say anything to rock the boat. I do hold back with certain things. That's probably not in my best interest to say. And it's strength. It really is. There's a lot of inner strength with that. And, yeah, that's my experience. But it's, yeah, yeah, I hope that makes sense. I hope that came out okay. You know, it's just been years and years.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, I do think there's something with age, but I think the other thing as well is what, for me personally, what I notice, especially, you know, having teenage daughters and one that's, you know, she's kind of graduating and getting, you know, going out into the world. And it really, you know, I just, as a mother, seeing my kids feeling like they have to hold back sometimes because of the outside, I'm like, no, don't do that. And it's like, well, wait a second. I did that as a kid. And so it motivated me, that personally, that was my biggest motivator, saying, you know, enough's enough. I tell my kids to be who you are without apologizing for it. And yet I've done that my whole life. And so personally, that was my motivator for really sort of coming out with that. And just in general, I think, you know, our body has a way of telling us like feelings of emotions of things that we're connecting with. And we have to honor those. I mean, even stuff simple as like feeling like, I used to feel bad because I would get feelings about certain people in the sense of like, ooh, like some people were the nicest people you'd ever meet, but I just felt like off about them and I feel bad. But then I'd have it validated and I'm like, I'm getting that information to protect me. And so, you know, that being one thing, and it's just, you know, like my daughter that's graduating, she was just telling me last night too, and you know, it really just again fueled the fire for me that, you know, her whole life she's felt like she's always very much like whatever and just trying to accommodate everyone in life and being kind of all things to all people. And she goes, I don't know if it's because I'm graduating or what, but she goes, I need to be there for me and not try to like accommodate everyone else's need. And if I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. And her friends are like, you're changing. Something's wrong with you. No, because she's finally like owning who she is and her emotions and how she feels about things and not trying to conform to please other people. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, sometimes, I don't know, if there's just so many varying degrees of where we, through our lives, make a decision to kind of dim the light, so to speak, or hold back where we could potentially be helping others. And so it just really kind of occurred to me that, gosh, literally, if everyone would just live without fear of judgment of others and just not apologize for who they are and what they, could you imagine what this world would be like? Like everybody, like people would be, we'd have so many more singers and just people to inspire and people to lift up instead of feeling like that oppression and like the energy of the whole, you know, consciousness would raise. So I just, it's one of those things that I hope, I feel there's a bit of a rising, and I hope that it continues. And I know personally, I want to be a part of that. You know, I know there's going to be some relationships or people that don't resonate with me now in my new life or my new ways, and I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. And maybe I'll also help other people to step into that space and not be afraid. So anyway, I think that's, it's just something that I feel a lot of people are kind of in that space. And, you know, I don't know, Michael, with you, but it might be a little bit different with women, but I feel, and I don't know, Tina, you might be able to, because I know there's something too, like I know being in corporate America, I've worked with a lot of women, and there's a lot of women that felt like they couldn't say, they couldn't use their voice, and if they used their voice, they were a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that might be a woman thing. But I don't know what that is. But it's like a lot of times we felt like we can't really kind of step into that power and be who we are. And so that's another thing where it's like, because if we say something, you look in the room and see the reactions of other people, so you kind of cower down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've experienced that myself. I've seen amazing, amazing women who are extremely powerful, have amazing things to say and could really make a change. But there was a fear of like, oh, I'm sorry, am I being too direct? And so that's yet another example. I don't know. I could probably just keep going on and on. But go ahead.
Yeah, I see it even with my day job. And, you know, it's in dealing with employees of mine. It's like I've been doing this now for 21 years. But in the very beginning, you know, I was always so careful because I didn't want to lose that employee. I was petrified to tell him, you know, if something needed to improve. And I was really fearful. And, what it did, though, it wasn't very good. And it's not a good way to run a business because they would just walk all over me and just do whatever anyway. And so I think over time I learned how to have that assertiveness. I learned how to, you know, navigate through that and have a way of talking to employees to actually get them motivated to do the job. And so that's taken, I mean, even in that experience in my life, it's changed me quite a bit. And so, you know, it's funny because I'll be assertive at my work, but when it comes to my children, I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm a great mom and everything, but they walk all over me, you know, so it's, and not in a bad way, because my children are the best. They really are. But they know exactly what to say to me to get me to say yes, to, you know, whatever. If they want to go somewhere and do something, they kind of know how to manipulate me is what I'm trying to say. And I fall for it all the time. And but, you know, when it comes to workers, no, it doesn't work. But it's funny. I mean, it really is. And, you know, as you mentioned, Heather, even with my daughters, I have one that is very assertive, speaks her mind almost too much. But I don't want her to change, you know? Yeah. And then the other one, she internalizes everything and is always apologizing for everything. I see myself in both of them. And so it's like, I've got to balance them out, you know? But the one that internalizes everything, I'm constantly telling her, you know, please do not apologize. You know, I really don't, you know, want you to feel that way. And, you know, there's no need to be sorry. This is how you feel. Honor that, and trying to, you know, model that behavior as well. And then the one that's really expressive, I just, you know, maybe we should kind of take that down just a little bit. You know, it's so funny, but it's funny. It's finding that balance.
Right. You know? Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's so funny because I have the exact same situation, like two extremes in my house, and it's like, wow, it's very crazy, but. I think, like, Michael, with you, from, like, even just in the short time that you know, you and I have known each other, it's funny because I feel like you may have not suffered from this I say it like it's a disease, a little bit, right? A mental disease. But because you've always been very assertive, and you're like, I don't want to, and I don't care what anyone thinks.
I know.
And so I was drawn to your energy because I'm like, I need that. Like whatever that is, I need that. And it's like, you just say it like it is and you don't make apologies for it. And for the longest time, that's how I was. But because I'm sensitive, I felt how there was a reaction to that. And so I stopped doing that and felt like I had to meld. But I've always respected that about you. You've always just been like, no, don't care. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, thank you. I think a lot of it's just embedded in my personality. And especially after going through the health stuff, you know, I finally learned, like, what's important. If I want to do something, I'm going to do it. You know, what the hell do I have to lose? So I kind of do. I kind of just – so I don't like doing something. I just don't do it anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And it took a lot to do what I'm doing now, I'll tell you that. This was probably, one of the hugest steps, but – I think I just did. I got to the point where I did 30 years of one thing, and I was like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I got to do this full time, at least give it a try. What's the worst thing? You know, I end up mowing the lawn somewhere. Win-win, because that was my dream job anyway.
Well, there you go.
So I got a backup plan.
Exactly. It's like I'm all about dual benefit. If you get to be outside and ground because you're feet to the earth, that's win-win right there. So yeah, that's awesome. Well, are you ready to jump into some calls and see if anyone else needs to get unfucked?
I'm ready. Are you ready, Mike?
Sure.
All right, let's see here.
See what happens.
Okay. Oh, boy, guys. Hello?
And I hope you weren't looking for a more in-depth answer, Heather.
No, it's totally fine. I know what you expect with you. No.
Hi, 256. You're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
I'm Kimberly, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're great. What is your question for us this evening?
My question is about my romantic life and just the one who's for me in this lifetime, just wondering when that's going to happen for me.
Okay. Are you guys picking up on anything?
So, hi, Kimberly. This is Heather.
Hi.
Hi. Do you? I'm just sort of tuning into your energy. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm connecting. And I'm getting Do you have a younger child, by chance, or who's the younger? There's like a younger child energy around you. Does that make sense?
No. I don't know about a younger child. I have a 21-year-old son.
Oh, okay. 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 So did you – okay. Because I guess what I'm seeing is I'm being shown a child when you were younger and when the child was younger. And so I feel like Spirit's taking me back to kind of a – back early on. excuse me. Did you go, were you like in school or was there something? I feel like there was a point in time after you had your son where there was a lot of distractions or you felt like you were really kind of busy and things. And I feel like there may have been a point in time where you may have just kind of stepped back from that. I don't know if it had to do with the father where you kind of shut it down or what, but it feels like at some point you sort of disconnected your energy to that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. the reason why Spirit's bringing me to that, I feel like this isn't an easy answer, like, oh, you'll find someone tomorrow and da da da. It's not, that's not, I feel like it's a little bit
what I'm looking for you to say anyway.
Good. Perfect. So then this is probably why Spirit's giving it this way anyways, because you can appreciate and understand that.
Yes.
So I feel like there's some, you're probably already aware about this, but I just feel like there's some things that you are working on in terms of kind of finding out, like what we were just talking about. I don't know if you heard what we were talking about, of really kind of checking in with yourself to find out what you want, what you like, and not kind of feeling, because I feel like the impression of others have been put upon you in life. And so the feeling of like, how can you really find someone you like when you're trying to figure out who what you like and who you are? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I think that would be the biggest thing I need to say to you right now. I feel like there's a lot of work that you're going through, especially because your child is kind of going, I feel like you're in this space now where I feel like the majority of the time you've had to be a mom and really kind of be just, well, exactly what we were talking about, feeling like you have to be, you know, a mom and meet the needs of mm-hmm. one person and not, again, not yourself. And so I just feel like this space will really help you with that. And I feel like when you get to that, there's going to be some shifting. But I also see education around you. I don't know if you've been thinking about doing further education or there's something where you're looking to further develop yourself. And it may not be formal education, but it may be like self, you know, education through like just rediscovering oneself.
Oh, yes. I've been thinking about going back to school.
Okay. So I think so to answer your question, that's what I see. I feel like that's the next love for you right now. So, and that'll be really helpful for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mike, are you picking up anything?
Just validate what Heather just said the whole time, or when Kimberly, when you first started talking, I just immediately felt that it's time to work on yourself. I just felt self-love over and over and over. So it was a time just to concentrate on you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kimberly, yeah, I was picking up right away when you asked that question. It just, nothing was, you know, no one was stepping forward for me in my view. And then as I looked a little bit deeper into that, it's like this, you're in the space of like self-healing, taking care of your own self right now. It felt to me that you haven't been in a relationship in quite a while. Would that be correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And was there, I just have to ask you because I was feeling there was there a divorce in this situation or a bad breakup that was a while ago? Could you understand that?
Oh, it was, the divorce was in 2001.
Okay, because I was picking mm-hmm. up on this, and what they were showing me was an X actually, right in front of that. And so, I also pulled a card for you. And what it's so funny because I pulled from two decks, and both came up as, I know you can't see me and we're videoing right now, but both came up as healing, in both decks,
mm-hmm.
in two separate decks. And so, you know, that tells me that you're still working on your healing, and working through
mm-hmm.
those blocks. Because I do feel a little bit, and I know Heather's really good at you know, sensing blocks in that energy, and I was sensing that myself, and so I, you know, can totally validate what Heather was saying to you as well, and what Michael was coming up with as well. So, you know, it's really good. You know, it feels really positive to me. Just keep doing what you're doing. And the other thing that I was picking up, I don't know if your grandmother is in spirit. I was getting... a lady was coming to me, and she just, she would be a bigger woman. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's my great-grandmother.
Okay. And
yeah.
I was getting the name Marge or Margaret or something like that. Would that make sense to you? It doesn't mean that's her name. It just, that's the name that I heard.
No, that's not her name.
No, I wasn't getting that was her name. She was bringing up the name Margaret or Marge or something like that. It looked
I don't know a Margaret. Marge.
Okay, when I was asking her to spell it, it was M-A-R-G, and that's why I'm saying Marge. So I'm gonna leave you with that because that meant something, and it might come to you later on. But the woman in spirit, she was your great-grandmother, so she would be – She felt to me, and she was just kind of chatting along, like she would just kind of tell it like it is. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And that's how she was coming into me. So what I'm feeling from her is that she just wants to give you that energy, too, of speaking your truth and just kind of owning, mm-hmm. you know, who you are. And she's giving me a thumbs up, and she's just very, very proud of you on what you've been doing and what you've been accomplishing and growing on a soul level and as a human being is what she's saying. So she's just kind of clapping her hands there and just saying, good job. And she's very, very proud of you. So I'll leave you with that. And
okay.
Heather also, Heather, you have something else there?
Oh, when you were talking, I pulled a card right when you were talking about the heal, and I got the same one in a different deck. So... I'm not even using one.
Wow.
So it's validation for you as well. So, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
totally.
Very good. All right,
awesome.
Kimberly.
Thanks.
We hope that helps, and have a good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. All right. So we will go on to the next caller, and that is 480. You're on live. What is your name, and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, do you see me finding a job soon?
Okay.
So why would I be getting – oh, sorry. Hi, Keisha. This is Heather. I keep getting an energy of like a girlfriend for you, like a friend of yours. I don't know if there's a – I don't know what type of work is. Do you have a friend that would be – is you've talked to you about trying to get you into a company or a job or something?
Yeah, she did. But that's
okay.
I did every well. She was, you know what? She was. I'm brand new to this town, and it's I got lost downtown, and I was like, looking crazy because I was on GPS and I was spinning in circles and stuff trying to figure out which street to go down. And this lady comes up to me, and you know, she decides to walk me down to wherever I want to go, whatever. And she's telling me about this. But she's like some type of contractor for this big time job in the city. And she's like, call this place. And but anyway, I did all that stuff. But the next training class won't be for like a couple of months.
Okay.
To get to the point.
That's interesting. Yeah, no, that's fine. When you were talking about it, I guess it's funny because it triggered a memory in me, and there must be some overlap to what happened with you, like. when I was looking for a job at one point, because I talk about my many jobs, so sometimes I only had a job for a day. Apparently, I had forgotten about
no,
it.
No, that's me. That's my life. I know exactly what you're saying. That's exactly how my life is.
Yeah, I swear. I was like, it was so funny that what we were talking about at the beginning, and oh my God, Spirit's exposing me a little bit more than I expected. I was like, okay, there was that one job that was kind of. That was embarrassing. The same thing happened, and it was, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Ticketmaster was the job, and it was downtown, and I got lost, and I was like, I'm not going back.
So, oh, really?
Anyway.
I hope it's not like that. Oh, but anyway, yeah.
I was like, I don't like going downtown. There's too many people. I'm not going back. Oh, but that was when I was really young, and fortunately,
right.
My parents were still free, so
right.
But yeah. So sorry. Back to you. I do feel like there is going some there is going to be a job coming up for you. But I actually feel like I feel like you might, there might be an opportunity for you to do a job that's like maybe a little bit more fun based than more like it's more about having fun than about making money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like imagine a job where you can go like and kind of like
yeah.
be in a
imagine
fun
that.
Environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
keep my eye out for that job. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, be open to that because I see that being actually a better opportunity. And I feel like it will probably it gives you some perspective before you find a different position because I feel like money obviously is a factor. Like you can't like we all want to go have a fun job, but you also have to pay bills. So I feel like that's a little bit of a balance, but I feel like there's a little bit of a gap with it that would kind of help you get perspective in and I just got the number 3, so I'm getting 3, and I don't know if that's 3 weeks or 3 months, but I felt like 3 months in terms of landing something that you feel more solid.
Yeah, because I think that's when that position would, the next training is like in 3 months. So
there you go.
That's so that's the one because she's like, I'm calling everybody in the country, in the company, and I'm like, we're going to try to bring you in. Okay, how about this opportunity that I'm scared to because I have to invest some money in, and I was going to go ahead and do it anyway, even though I don't have the money, to go ahead and do this opportunity, and hopefully within the next couple of months I'll be able to do something creative and come up with a sale. So what do you think about that? This opportunity, which also involves training.
Yeah.
It's different from a job, you know. Opportunity is I got to put money
yeah.
up front, and then yeah, okay.
Is this like? I don't know if it's something where you have to buy product and then resell it, almost like a one of those types of things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like a
yeah,
a
I know
sales
drop
thing?
Ship. Not, yeah, it is a sales position, but hopefully I'm not supposed to buy it first. You know, I thought I was just supposed to market it out there, you know, and pull up contracts. There's a lot of contracts, a lot of negotiation with it.
Okay. Yeah, as long I that doesn't feel as good for me. I'm just being honest. It just doesn't feel as good for me. So, I don't know about you guys. I'm just I actually heard the word no, so I'm like, oh, yeah.
I heard
no.
the word no,
I'm
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, you
okay.
asked it, it was like instantly,
like,
it's
no.
like no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it just, it felt, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel that it was going to be good for you, and it almost felt deceiving a little bit, like just kind of, you know, that's how it felt
to
me.
Like a pyramid.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. So I guess I had to wait for this job to come up. But do you see me being able to make ends meet in the meantime? Maybe get a temporary job before the big one comes. You see anything coming up?
Yeah. But that's exactly what I was just. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I see.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
I'm like,
something
no,
fun.
I'm pretty much.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I look out for that fun job. I'm trying to think what would be fun to me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, totally. Use this time. It feels really good for you. I know this sounds really weird and I don't know if we have time to dissect it, but what would be the significance with Slurpees around you?
With what?
Slurpees. You know Slurpees? Like you go to 7-Eleven, you get Slurpees. I just keep hearing the word.
I like Slurpees myself. I don't know. I don't know. I like them. I mean, but I don't buy them all the time. But, you know, every once in a while, I like them. I like crushed ice, the flavored crushed ice. I like it. So, but I don't know. I don't have anything. You know, I can't really connect it with anything, you know.
Okay.
So other than you want to put an application with 7-Eleven, is that a firm job? Okay. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
You might, just why don't you go get yourself a Slurpee, okay? And then maybe you'll see. Like, maybe that's going to be your answer. I just keep hearing Slurpees. Maybe that, I don't know.
All right. So, if something jumps out of me, a Slurpee sign jumps out, I'm gonna go over there and see. And check out who's standing by there. Maybe they got some more information about this. Okay, got you. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm trying to follow the little white rabbit down the hole, right? Isn't that that
there
what
you go.
Is.
Sometimes that's okay. How this works, you know.
Yeah, so, for real. I know. So, okay. Well, I'm going to look out for the Scorpio sign. Okay. Anything else you pick up on me? Anything else from spirit, grandma, grandpa, the family on the other side?
Yeah. I'm not picking up anything else.
Not
okay.
Right now, no.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys stay blessed.
All right.
All right.
You as well. Have a good evening.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We'll go on to the next caller here. Oh, okay. Area code 480, you're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm in Las Vegas.
Hi, Mike. How can we help you?
Sure. Like the previous caller, looking for work. And not so much that I'm, like, anxious or concerned, that type of thing, because it almost kind of feels like it's an opportunity to, like, get something else rolling because, again, I have a safety net and so forth in regards to the bills and everything like that. So I'm just kind of curious because I've never gone through a gap like this, and there is a few things that I want to do, and I'm just curious if that's kind of where the push is going.
So, hi, Mike. This is Heather. I get a lot of creative energy around you, and I feel like I just have to tell you, I don't feel like when we talk like a job or work with you, I feel like I want to go creative and throw out kind of the standard. Like I want to go entrepreneur. I want to go like just different. I want to go just that creative path. Do you have, like, an Instagram account? Like, do you ever do, like, the YouTube or anything? Or, like...
I do have Instagram, but, again, it's, you know, again, putting out kind of, like, YouTube videos and things like that. It's probably what I need to be doing and that type of thing and kind of create the brand and kind of push in that direction.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. And I feel like you need to get going now. So... and I think you already know all this, like really pushing on that because I just see you being so, it's like literally what I see for you is someone who's like a vacation, like you go travel on vacations and you like video, you know, blog it.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah. I feel a little bit of a free spirit for you. And I feel like it goes back to what I was talking about at the beginning of the call and the feeling of like, in some ways, how we feel like if we're sitting at a desk, we're more successful than we're out and like pursuing our passions and being happy. Like, I feel like I need to tell you that there's something really important for you to pursue.
No, it's so funny that you say that because again, I'm eventually by the end of the year probably moving to Vegas. I haven't been here long, just not feeling it when I said been here. But the interesting thing is, intuitively two places came up. Portland and Dallas, and Dallas would be the safe play. I could go back and get my great sales job that I had in California, but in Dallas at a much affordable cost of living compared to Santa Barbara and everything like that. But sitting in an office is soul sucking.
Yeah, so that's not what you already know the answer there. So.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You said, did you say Portland, Oregon?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I don't know about you, Mike and Tina, but there's something, I don't know. Anyway, there's something happening in Portland that the area is calling people to it. People that are, throw out your script. I'm going to live the life that I want. I've had several readings with people. In fact, I had a couple that moved there, and it kept coming up in readings, and it was one of those things, what is spirit trying to tell me about Portland? All I can say, the energy feels really good there, and I don't know what that is. I don't know if, like, spirit is, like, opening, like, a vortex in that space, but something is happening in that space. So that, yeah, absolutely. That's interesting. So
that's really interesting.
So that's what I'm
thinking. Yeah, I've had when I moved from Michigan in 2013, I moved to Scottsdale and then California and then now here. And I did, before I moved from Michigan, I did one of those astrological location things where basically it charts it up from the moment you were born type of thing. And it was really interesting that being west of this particular line, it's either like San Francisco, but it's basically Portland, Seattle, that type of thing, that area there. Obviously, Seattle is, you know, California pricing and so forth, just ridiculous. But Portland is just west of that. And it's, you know, again, where success and things like that happen. So I was just like, that's really interesting, too, because I've had it for about 8 years, and I just actually read it for the first time. Like, read it. I mean, I've glanced at it, you know, plenty of times, but just being a dude, I was just like, yeah, all right, yeah, I see it, pictures, yeah. That's good. Okay, let me try there. But now I'm actually kind of like leaning towards listening to it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. Go with that. I think you already know. You just need the validation of that. So.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Mike, I was picking up, it's funny you said California because that's the first thing that I wrote down was California. And I just kept seeing you traveling a lot, just kind of going back and forth. And I was seeing, like, I don't know if you've been to New York and, you know, the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. And then I saw you, you know, like in the Michigan area. It was on the border of Canada is what I was seeing. So it's funny, as you were saying that, I was like, wait a minute, that's what I'm getting. So it was really funny. But there's something about, there's something in spirits just making me feel like you've just been, you know, like Heather was talking about earlier, it's like this job change, that job change, and there's just a lot of changes going on in your life, you know, moving and working in different areas. And when you mentioned Oregon and when Heather mentioned Oregon, I was like, that's it. You know, that it totally felt, I felt drawn to it for you. The other thing that I was getting for you was, you know, like just a little bit more play in your life, in your activities. Cause I think, you know, spirit's just wanting me to, I feel guided to tell you that, just to add a little bit more play into your life. Because I think everything's just been, like, you know, very serious for you, and that's what it feels like to me. So I just wanted to mention that to you. Just don't forget, because I kept seeing California and surfing, and so, you know, don't forget to incorporate that in your life as well, because I think that's kind of taken the back seat, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely it has. And it's really interesting in regards to the travel aspect, because really what I want to do is just get a Sprinter van. And the ultimate goal for about 3 years now is to build something that I don't have to be anywhere to be, and build out Sprinter van to like a kind of like an RV type of thing, and just travel.
Okay.
And then, because I love California to visit, but to live, not only politics but the taxing and so forth. I mean, I had an unbelievable job, but when your commission is almost taxed 50%. You know, when you do
right.
a $10,000 a month in commission and you're only taking $5,200, it's kind of demoralizing.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
but again, yeah, I love the beach and everything like that. And I thought for sure Vegas would be a good, like, base camp. But it's not exactly what I thought it would be.
It feels to me like the energy there is it's like an energetic thing is what I'm picking up as you just said, Vegas. It just seems to be too overwhelming to, if that makes sense to you. It's not the word overwhelming. It's like bombarding. The energy is very
yes.
bombarding. Okay.
Yep.
And that's what it feels like to me. So you are in need of, because I feel like I want to push you out of Vegas and put you in a more calming atmosphere that, you know, will allow you to have peace of mind as well. Because I know how busy you are in the workplace, in what you do. And I can feel like you're very good at what you do in your job. You're very meticulous and, you know, you cross every T and dot every I, and that's what I'm feeling for you. So I'm feeling like this calmness. I just want to push you out of Vegas and put you in a more peaceful atmosphere, if that makes sense.
100%. And the okay. the creative thing that was mentioned earlier is I would have to imagine. Granted, I'm really good at stick figures and drawing, but the creative thing would probably be would that be considered like being a psychic medium?
Sure. Yeah. It's.
I was in big business and I kind of opened up in 2010, so that's kind of the direction. But I have a feeling using that and going more into coaching and that type of stuff with my business background would probably be the niche, I guess, if I was to carve something out in that sense.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like whenever I get anything that's more creative, that triggered the. Like the right brain versus left brain, that's where I kind of see the, because to be a medium, I really believe you have to connect with the right brain and kind of push inside the left brain. So that's where you're right, that is creative, absolutely.
Because I know that comes up in things like that when I talk to people who are also, are intuitive and so forth. And so, again, I can't carry a note and, I'm really good at stick figures, so I don't really think that classifies as art.
Are you picking up anything, Mike?
Do you, this is Mike also, but do you connect with anybody? I'm getting a male stepping forward that's I'm feeling either this is a close friend or someone you would call like brother-like, but somebody that took their own life. Do you connect with anybody like that?
I've never had anybody suicide, but I've had some friends die young.
Okay. This person here is showing me pills, so I don't know if that was accidental, but I'm also getting like a B name like Brian.
Now, the person that died in the snowmobile accident is Brooks.
Okay, no, I'm not getting anybody related to a snowmobile accident. This was somebody that,
Cause I feel it might this be is, for the next call.
It may be.
Yeah.
Getting in queue.
So I'll hold on to that. I'll hold on to that one then.
Well, thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Mike. Yeah, call us back and let us know how you're doing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, you guys ready for one more call? I think we have time for one more call. Okay. Let's see here. Hey, area code 386, you're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Cindy, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Cindy. How can we help you this evening?
I was wondering if you could see when you see, give me any insight on when this new job opportunity that's been offered is going to open up. They're trying to purchase some property, and it's kind of got had a few delays. They're just waiting on paperwork from what I understand, but there's somebody coming into town in the next week or two with cash trying to hurry the realtor on, putting this contract forward so they can get it completed. And then once that's completed, I'll have some pretty busy work for a while. So I was just wondering what you see around that scenario.
This is hi. This is Heather, Cindy. I immediately got 2 to 3 weeks, so
hi.
That's exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that makes sense, but would there be a reason why that they? Is there? I don't know if like this is a home builder or something where there's like where they stick out those work trailers, those little. Why would I be seeing that?
Oh. No, they're going to be doing farming on the land.
Oh, okay. But I feel like there's going to be a little makeshift job site or something to where they stick up a little trailer or something. I'm just seeing like where it's a temp, like it feels like it's one of those things where you come in and you get out, but they put it there to where it becomes like a, and it may not literally be that, but I'm just saying it feels like it's one of those situations. Like imagine where a new home builder comes in and builds homes and they put in like a little temporary work site. That's kind of what I'm seeing. So.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, but I get like 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. I'm also waiting on my tax refund. And it was a paper mailing because one of the employers didn't send me a W-2 and tried to file it. I couldn't e-file that one. So I'm waiting on that refund. Do you see that coming in anytime soon? I was kind of expecting it already, but I don't know how long it's going to take them to process it.
I got the number 6 on that one. So I'm feeling that it's going to be 6 weeks with that because it didn't feel like it was going to be this week. Yeah, it felt like a little bit of time out. Like there's a little bit of a delay is what it felt like to me.
Oh, wow, that's a huge delay though.
Yeah,
because
it felt like a
delay. They sent me a letter for identity verification, which they did on the other one also, and then 2 weeks later it was in my bank account. But then this one, it's been over the 2 weeks now, or, you know, past Monday.
Okay, and you said it's a paper one?
It was mailed in, yeah, but
okay,
beginning
yeah.
of February. It was mailed the beginning of February. So.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't feel like it's going to be in 6 days. It definitely feels like it's
really?
And I got the number 6, so, yeah, it definitely feels like there's a delay with this one.
Oh,
so, Michael, I'm
terrible.
Curious if that...
I was counting on that to come on in to you know, take care of some things while I was waiting on the other work to come in.
So, Cindy, I don't know if you heard when we were on the other line, Michael was getting someone coming forward. I'm just curious if you would have resonated with that. I don't know, Michael, if that guy's still around, but.
You said Michael had someone coming forward?
Yeah, Mike.
I did on the last caller. I had a male stepping forward, but I don't think, this is not connected to her. I don't feel this is connected to her, though.
I wasn't sure for her. Like,
yeah.
sometimes spirit will line up and be like, wait, no, this is, yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Does anybody see?
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, Michael and Tina, are we? Is that it? So
yeah, we are. Yep, that is it for the night.
Yeah, it's it's crazy when we would do the show, like the whole daylight savings, it's still light outside, so I can still go outside and go around and work with nature and mow lawns and yay, that'd be so fun. So, Mike. Very nice having you on. You're always welcome if ever
Thank
the
you.
Opportunity presents. So definitely.
Anytime.
And
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's always fun. So if anyone would like to get a hold of Michael, his email address is michaelchristophermedium.com and my email is heatherfalona.com and Tina Godin is messagesofcomfort.com. And I think we all have we're out on Facebook. And are you on Instagram, Michael? I haven't seen you around.
I am, but I don't use it all. I don't know how to use it.
Okay.
I'm lazy.
No. We'll get you out there. It's all good. You just got to. I kind of like.
I got the account. I just don't know how to post stuff to it. I don't play around with it enough, I guess.
It's kind of fun. I at first was like, why do we need another platform? But I'm like, I kind of like this one better. And, you know, as my kids, teenagers, a lot of them seem to hang out there more. So it's kind of, you got to meet your kids where they're at, and especially if you want to, you know, spy on them. So, yeah. So I'm fairly well versed. if you need any help, let me know. Well, you guys have a great weekend, and thanks to everyone who listened in, and yeah, we'll do it again next week. So,
all right. Have a good night, everyone.
All right. Have a good night.
All right.